This is Betty Lockrey Hoag on August the 4th, 1965, interviewing the artist Eugene Chattereau in his home in Los Angeles. That name is spelled Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, and Chattereau is C-H-O-D-O-R-O-W. And Mr. Chattereau, do you have or use a middle name?
No middle name.
All right. Mr. Chattereau was on the project in New York and had some interesting experiences and is a well-known sculptor and painter in Los Angeles. And before I ask him about his experiences on the project, I'd like to ask about his life. Would you tell us when you were born and where you were born?
Well, I was born March 15, 1910 in the Ukraine.
Ukraine?
Yes.
What province?
In Odessa, on the Black Sea.
I'm glad I can spell that one. Sometimes they're so long. And did you receive an art education?
Prior to here, to coming to this country, I just kind of self-taught and carrying things around, you know, for artists, you know, washing brushes, you know,
In Odessa?
Some scenic painter there, yeah.
Scenic painters?
In the theater, yeah.
Was this for the theater or ballet or?
No, it was just a small town, small town place. I really didn't live in Odessa at that time. I lived in a provincial small town, not in Odessa. And, well, I mean, it just as I say, it was not much of an education. When I came here to this country, I went to the Educational Alliance.
Excuse me just a minute. When did you come to the United States?
In 1927.
When you were 17, so did you come
That's
by yourself
right.
or with your
by
family?
By myself. My father managed to get here about 5 years before that.
Oh, I see.
And I went to the Educational Alliance in New York, and what's the name? Abba Ostrovsky was running at that time. You might say that I'm just right after the Sawyers and the Gross and all these fellas, just when they kind of graduated, I started in.
I see. Matt, I'm ignorant about New York. I've never been there. Is the Educational Alliance an art school or an educational school?
It's sort of a neighborhood house. You might say that quite few leading artists came through there. The Sawyers, what's his name? Well, Gross, the sculptor, and
is that George Gross?
No, Chaim Gross.
Chaim.
And well, quite a few. I just can't recall right now. Actually, we made the grade, you know, but quite a few artists
That's
went through there.
Now, did this Mr. Abrovsky have something to do
Ostrovsky.
With
Ostrovsky. Ostrovsky. He was the first organizer of the school, and he actually nurtured it along, and it became quite a school by now. I understand.
Was he an artist or an educator?
Yes, he was a an artist, a etcher. Quite a good edge.
Oh, that's interesting. How long were you at this Educational Alliance, Mr.
Chattereau? I was at the Alliance for about 3 years. And after a variety of different jobs, you know, manual jobs and mechanic and garage and machinist job and so on, was right during the Depression, you know, was right through that period, and I just worked at anything I could get a hold of. And then the project came along, the Federal Art Project, and I got in first as a poster project.
Did they have a separate division?
Yes, they had for posters, you know, sort of developed afterwards into the